1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. 62 degrees, beautiful day outside. Thanks for joining the program. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line at 393-3700 and talk with Chris Swope, who is the Lansing City Clerk. Chris, I'm sure, has probably been up all night making sure everything's ready for this election day. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, tell us about how your day is going. Are we ready to crank those machines up?
We are, you know, we've got people in all of our locations. So, you know, we did have a few bumps this morning, as we do, I think, every election morning, but we've pretty much gotten past them, and voters are voting, and everything seems to be running okay right now.
All right, where were the bumps, what were the issues, and what did you do to fix them?
Oh, you know, one of the schools where we have voting, the door was locked and there was nobody there to let them in.
I hate it when I can't get
into another location. You know, some of our workers didn't show up, and then, you know, as normal, some of the equipment needs some reinforcement to get going in the morning.
Isn't that funny? You can kick that stuff and test it and test it, and the day you need it, there it goes.
There you go.
All right. How many places to vote around the city do you have, and how many people are working those polling places?
We have about 250 people working, and there's about 31 locations. So, you know, each voter has one specific location that they need to go to, but we've got 30-some of them around the city.
And how do people find out where they vote and the times they can do that?
Well, everybody can vote until 8 o'clock at night, and if they aren't sure where to go, they should have gotten a card. If they live in the city, they should have gotten a new voter ID card recently that tells them where their voting location is, but they can check that at lansingmi.gov/clerk. There's a link where they can check where they vote, or they can call my office at 483-4131.
Chris, there were some cities and some counties that had a challenge with getting absentee ballots out in a timely manner. Did the city of Lansing face similar challenges?
Well, we did get ours out in a timely manner, and it's specifically the absentee ballots for military and overseas voters, so anybody out of the country. There's some federal laws that give them specific protections, and they have to get their ballots 45 days ahead. We were able to do that, and partly because through the statewide list of voters, you can actually produce a ballot even if you haven't gotten the rest of your ballots yet. So there's no reason anybody should have missed that deadline, because there is a way to meet that deadline no matter what.
All right, now there are plenty of places to vote, and people know where they can go to vote here in the city of Lansing. And if you need a ride, I believe there's a way to get that done also, isn't there?
CATA always provides free rides on Election Day if you show your voter ID card.
All right, Chris, any special or new challenges for this election?
Well, this is a partisan primary, so people need to realize that they can only vote in the Republican or Democratic primary, not both. You can't switch parties between different offices. You have to vote either an entirely Democratic ticket or an entirely Republican ticket, because this is the election where the parties pick their candidates for November. And then also, I guess in a few locations, we've had people for the circuit court race thinking they're allowed to vote for two when they can actually only vote for one. So those are just a couple of reminders that seem to be causing voter difficulties.
Chris, how many people will vote today? What percentage of registered voters is that, and how much will this cost?
We will probably have about 10 or 12,000 people turn out. That's somewhere around 15% of the Lansing voters. And the cost is going to be somewhere around $50,000. A big chunk of that is what we pay to the election workers who work all the precincts. Another big chunk, of course, is for the postage for the absentee ballots that we've mailed out.
All right, final question for you, Chris. In a perfect world where money was no object, would you do anything to upgrade what you have as far as equipment or facilities for voting?
You know, I think we're pretty good in terms of the equipment. I wish I could provide more people in the field, although part of that is, you know, we're always looking for more people who want to work Election Day, and we do pay them. So if anybody is interested in working on Election Day, we have an application to be an election inspector on our website, and we will need lots of people in November.
How much is the pay?
We pay $115 for the day, that's the basic. And then we have people who have roles of higher authority or duties. That's the chairperson, the co-chair in each precinct. And they make $165 for the day for the chair and $145 for the co-chair. So
all right.
It is a long day.
All right, Chris, I got to get to break. Thanks so much.
Okay.